Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar broadcasting on the morning of Thursday, the 6th of Kartik, the 4th of Rabiul Awal, and October the 22nd. The news read by Mir Akramuddin Ahmed. First, the headlines. No secondary annual exams to be held this year. Schools not to be open next month, says Education Minister. Jatiya Shanshad goes into special session on 8th of next month, marking Mujib Barshu. BNP activists lose confidence in their leadership due to self-centeredness, comments Awami League General Secretary. TCB starts selling potatoes at 25 taka per kilogram in Dhaka. All preparations set to begin 5-day Durga Puja today. President and Prime Minister greet Hindi community. 24 more people die of coronavirus in 24 hours in country. Worldwide death toll crosses 11,35,000. 34 security personnel killed in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan. And Najmun 11 beat Tamim 11 by 7 rounds in BCB President's Cup one-day cricket in the capital. Now, the details. Education Minister Dr. Deepu Moni has said none of the education institutes throughout the country will be reopened in the next month and there will be no annual exams this year due to corona pandemic. She said this at a virtual press conference on the evaluation process of annual examinations at the Secretariat in the capital yesterday. Dr. Deepu Moni said the education institutes which were reopened in various places across the globe have been forced to shut down considering the latest spike of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Deepu Moni said students from class 6 to 10 will be assessed on weekly assignments based on an abridged syllabus to be prepared by the National Curriculum and Textbook Board, but that will not bar students from being promoted to the next class. This assessment is only there to understand the weakness of the students so that these can be addressed, she added. The 11th Jatiya Shanshad goes into special session on the 8th of the next month, marking Mujib Barshu, the birth centenary of the father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. President Mohammed Abdul Hamid convened the special session. This will be the 10th session of the current parliament and 5th session of this year. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Badal Kader has said BNP activists have lost confidence in their leadership due to self-centeredness, short-sightedness and hesitation of the leaders. He said this at a virtual press briefing in the capital yesterday. Giving an example, Badal Kader said the listed agents of BNP do not come to the polling centers on the day of election and even they keep their mobile phones switched off. He said immediately after the start of voting in any election recently, the BNP workers staged drama by boycotting the polls so that the voters do not come to the polling centers on the day of election. State-owned Trading Corporation of Bangladesh, TCB, started selling potatoes at 25 taka per kg in Dhaka by trucks yesterday. A press release of TCB said each person can buy 2 kilograms of potato at a time. The decision comes 2 days after Commerce Minister Tipu Munshi announced the plan of selling the popular tuber at subsidized price in the face of spiraling prices. Durga Puja, the biggest religious festival of the Bengali Hindu community, began today with Maha Shashti Puja at temples across the country amid festivity and religious fervor. President Mohammed Abdul Hamid and Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina have felicitated the Hindu community in separate messages on the occasion. Leaders of Bangladesh Puja Ujjapan Parishad urged all to strictly maintain the health guidelines and directives issued by the government in the wake of the global pandemic COVID-19 during the Durga Puja celebrations. In the capital, the main puja mandaps are at Dhakashuri National Temple, Ramkrishna Mission and Mott, Kalabagan, Banani, Shakari Bajar and Ramnakali Mandir. This year, Durga Puja has been arranged at 30,225 puja mandaps. The government has already issued directives for maintaining health guidelines during the Durga Puja in the wake of coronavirus outbreak. According to the instructions, while entering the puja mandap, one has to maintain health guidelines including social distancing, hand sanitizing and wearing mask. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. 24 more people died of coronavirus infection in the country, bringing the death toll from the pandemic to 5,723. This was revealed in a press release of the Directorate General of Health Services in the capital yesterday. The press release said 1,545 fresh cases were recorded by testing 14,086 cases. The total number of confirmed cases in the country has reached at 3,93,131. Meanwhile, the death toll from the coronavirus has crossed 11,35,000 globally. The number of confirmed cases exceeded 4,14,000 around the world. Among them, over 3,08,000 people have recovered so far. At least 34 security personnel were killed in Taliban attack in Takhar province in Afghanistan. Takhar provincial authorities confirmed the incident. The Taliban have not commented on the attack yet. Meanwhile, at least 15 people have been killed and many more injured in a stampede in a stadium in Afghanistan where people were applying for visas to visit Pakistan. Cricket and Najmul 11 defeated Tamim 11 by 7 rounds in the last match of the Round Robin League of BCB President's Cup tournament in Mirpur Sheribangla National Stadium yesterday. Earlier, batting first, Najmul 11 scored 165 for all wickets in 39 overs, 3 balls. In reply, Tamim 11 scored 156, losing all the wickets in 40 overs, 4 balls. Meanwhile, Royal Challengers Bangalore beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 8 wickets in the Indian Premier League IPL T20 cricket tournament at Abu Dhabi yesterday. Dhaka Met Office says the low over West Central Bay and adjoining East Central Bay moved slightly north-northwestwards, intensified into a well-marked low, and now lies over West Central Bay and adjoining area. It is likely to intensify further, and under its influence, squally weather may affect North Bay, maritime ports and coastal areas of Bangladesh. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Cox's Bazar, Mongla and Para have been advised to keep hoisted local cautionary signal number 3. Repeat, local cautionary signal number 3. All fishing boats and trawlers of the North Bay and Deep Sea have been advised to come close to the coast and proceed with caution. They are also advised not to venture into the Deep Sea. Meanwhile, focused volatile warm this afternoon says there are chances of rain or thunder showers with temporary south-southeasterly squally wind at speed of 60 to 80 kilometers an hour over the regions of Khulna, Borishal, Potuakhali, Noakhali, Chattogram and Cox's Bazar. River ports in these areas have been advised to hoist riverine warning signal number 2. Repeat, riverine warning signal number 2. Besides, rain or thunder showers with temporary gust or squally wind at a maximum speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour from the same direction is likely to occur elsewhere over the country. River ports in these areas are to hoist cautionary signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. No secondary annual exams to be held this year. Schools not to be opened next month, says Education Minister. Jatiya Shangshud goes into special session on 8th of next month, marking Mujib Barshu. BNP activists lose confidence in their leadership due to self-centeredness, comments Awami League General Secretary. TCB starts selling potatoes at 25 taka per kilogram in Dhaka. All preparations set to begin 5-day Durga Puja today. President and Prime Minister greet Hindu community. 24 more people die of coronavirus in 24 hours in country. Worldwide death toll crosses 11,35,000. 34 security personnel killed in Taliban attacks in Afghanistan. Najmul 11 beat Tamim 11 by 7 rounds in BCB President's Cup one-day cricket in the capital. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.bithar.gov.bd.